From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Rival army factions battled for control of Burundi's capital on Thursday, a day after a top general launched a coup attempt while the president was outside the country. Fighting was centered around the state radio and TV complex, with troops who support the coup trying to take it from soldiers loyal to President Pierre Nkurunziza. VOA's Gabe Joselo is in Bujumbura.
It's still unclear who's really in charge here. The commander who made the coup announcement has not been heard from in a little while, and it's also not clear whether he really represents a unified armed force or if he is just speaking for himself and a few other dissidents. The president himself is still in Tanzania, where he had gone to meet with regional leaders earlier this week. He's been trying to come back to the country and urging residents to stay calm and insisting that he's still in power. But from where I'm standing, it's very hard to tell.
VOA's Gabe Joselo reporting from Bujumbura. The Taliban claimed responsibility Thursday for an hours-long attack on a guest house in the Afghan capital that killed 14 civilians, including several foreigners. Kabul Police Chief Abdul Rahman said the attack began Wednesday night when gunmen began shooting at the Park Palace Hotel during a party for foreigners. 5 hours later, it ended with police killing three assailants, he said. The U.S. Embassy said one American was among the dead, while Indian officials said four Indians were killed. A Taliban statement said the militants targeted the party because of the presence of Americans and that only one suicide bomber, armed with automatic weapons, carried out the attack. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan condemned the killing of civilians. This is VOA News. Southeast Asian governments continue to express unwillingness to take in boatloads of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers, worsening an already dire humanitarian crisis. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 so-called boat people remain adrift, many without adequate food or water, after a Thai crackdown on a vast people smuggling ring disrupted the criminal transportation networks. Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries where the migrants and refugees have tried to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility, rejecting appeals by the UN and rights groups. U.S. investigators are trying to determine why a passenger train was traveling at more than twice the posted speed limit before it crashed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the lawyer for the train's engineer said Thursday he suffered a concussion in the accident and cannot recall what happened. Attorney Robert Goggin said the engineer, 32-year-old Brandon Bastian of New York, was not on his cell phone at the time of Tuesday's accident or using drugs or alcohol. Bastian was treated for a head injury that required 14 staples to close and needed stitches for a leg wound.
He remembers driving the train. He remembers going to that area generally. Has absolutely no recollection of the incident or anything unusual.
The National Transportation Safety Board said the train was barreling through the northeastern U.S. city at 165 kilometers an hour, more than twice the posted speed. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed legislation that both extends the Patriot Act, passed after the September 11th terrorist attacks, and at the same time ends the bulk collection of the phone data of millions of Americans. The bill, called the USA Freedom Act, was able to garner rare bipartisan support in the usually divided House, but may face a rockier road in the Senate. VOA Cindy Sain reports from Capitol Hill.
Former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden sparked outrage when he revealed the scope of U.S. intelligence agencies' surveillance of average Americans. Lawmakers worked to craft legislation that would give intelligence agencies tools to keep Americans safe without violating their civil liberties. It is not yet clear whether the Senate will take up the USA Freedom Act, but both chambers must pass the same version of a bill to extend the Patriot Act or let it expire. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
U.S. President Barack Obama and senior officials from six Gulf nations are continuing their summit Thursday on issues in the Middle East, including a potential nuclear deal with Iran and the fighting in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and also in Libya. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.